This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if this should spill out onto the air or not, but I think we should talk about it a little bit. I think we should have a family meeting.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The last time we had a family meeting like this, well, we've had a couple when we announced that Steve was leaving the show. That was kind of a tough family meeting we had. We announced that I was getting a divorce. Well, actually, we announced that I'd already gotten a divorce.
Right.
Because I couldn't talk about it for legal entanglements the entirety of the almost 2 years it was happening. Do you guys feel do you guys feel that today rises to the level of sort of that kind of family meeting or no?
Oh, I think I know what you're bringing up. But
I don't know.
I'm disappointed.
And here's the thing. The fact that TX pretending he's not, you've never looked at me the way you looked at me when I got here today before.
Oh.
And I don't and I don't think this is I don't think this is as bad as Steve leaving the show or me losing yet another lifelong companion.
I mean, both of those family meetings, no one yelled traitor like I did
you
today.
You literally screamed the word traitor at the top of your lungs.
Yeah.
I want to announce a couple of things. One, this is all your fault.
Me?
You and T-Hack.
No.
It cannot be my fault.
No.
It cannot,
and this is where it is. You two have been sick for like 2 weeks. I'm on the toss. Now I'm on the Fed. I'm like, and then Aaron just comes in. Blowing your nose. Like it's your job. You're gross. There's Kleenex everywhere. Okay. You're a sneeze factory.
You're painting a really bad picture.
Well, like, yes, I'm sorry. I don't mean to screw up your Hinge dates for later.
I throw my tissues away. There wasn't a lot.
You blew your nose a lot. And then Tiak, we had the whole debate on whether he should leave the room to blow his nose.
Yeah.
Like, but having said that, eventually I succumbed to the illness.
After we were pretty much over it.
Right, but I did get sick. And
yeah.
I'm still really sick right now.
And you had hung out with someone who was around other people who were also
Who was in a COVID cluster, for sure.
You hang out with a lot more people than you hang out with us.
Yeah.
No, I spend
You went to an outdoor event.
We spend like 6 hours a day in the same un-air-conditioned, unvented, humid petri dish of a room. Like this room, this is the Wuhan lab. The next strain of whatever is coming out
it
of 4700 South Syracuse. Yeah, there's a little,
it's crawling
little piece
up
of COVID.
Shoulder.
It's almost like in Stranger Things, the little like black webbing things.
That. So I eventually succumbed to this sickness.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take a couple days off last week.
Mm-hmm.
And now this week
you
I'm
down
here.
With the sickness.
I talked to a nurse friend, and this is, I hate.
Sorry.
I have been playing the sound effect off the air just to get under Aaron's skin because I'm done with both of you.
Oh, wow.
The whole,
indeed.
The whole thing is I feel terrible, but I'm trying to be a trooper. And I talked to a friend of mine who's in the medical field, and I was like, why is it that Tiak and Aaron were able to still work just on the Fed and the TUS.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was so narcoleptic that like, this has been happening to me since COVID, but I get so sleep. If I sit down, I wake up an hour later. And that is not an exaggeration.
It has been happening. Like on the other side, because we'll be like, hey, how you feeling? And then we just don't hear from you for a long time.
Because I'm asleep, dude.
I know.
It's like, weird.
Yeah, we're worried about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tiak and I are built different, so.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So having said all that.
He hates when we say that.
I came into work today because, well, for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's National Radio Day. So I'm here to get the accolades from the listeners. This is a one day. Oh, Mother's Day. Good for her. She did what yeah. keeps humanity alive. Father's Day, he did what he wanted to do and made a baby.
Yeah. He yeah, did, right? Yeah,
like,
accurate.
Whatever, all your birthday, you didn't do anything. Like, most holidays are a joke. This, today, is the real one.
Yeah, I agree.
National
yeah.
Radio Day.
Yeah.
4700 South Syracuse is the address, Suite 1050. Mm-hmm. That's the address you want to put into Amazon when you're sending your gifts.
Yeah. Although there shouldn't be postal service today. It should be a federal holiday.
I agree. Though I'm a little saddened that I was able to do some banking on my way in.
Yeah.
So feel free to text in your thanks and praise to 51059. But so I came in today to celebrate National Radio Day feeling like crap because you guys got me sick.
Okay.
Right. And I dressed as minimally as I could. So I strapped on a pair of shoes I've never worn in the presence of other humans before. And the reaction I got from you two J-holes who are the reason I had to dress casual today.
I'm not buying that at all.
Would I wear these shoes were I not sick?
I don't know. You shouldn't even have them. I don't know why these are even an option to grab.
These were a gift from my friend Mark.
Your ex-friend, it should be.
No.
You're no longer friend Mark.
Have you ever returned a gift or like just thrown one away?
You couldn't give them back. The weird... Okay.
You can just...
Nope, you
recycle?
Can't. Recycle? Nope. Have you ever worn these?
No,
because
I hate them.
They're unbelievable. Yeah,
you haven't needed to start a fire or anything in the last few weeks? You could have used these?
These are... Like, I'm comfortable, despite the fact that I'm dealing with whatever you guys gave me. Okay. I am super comfortable in my, hey, dudes. Mm.
Disappointing.
Why is it disappointing?
It's an understatement.
They're one of the most popular shoes. I think the look I've put together today works.
It's a look.
Say more.
It's not very casual. You got jeans and stuff and a button-down shirt.
You are wearing white and blue, like a blue. It's not plaid. I don't know what that is.
It's kind of plaid.
Like,
I just put this on because I was chilly. It's weird because I get hot and cold.
Okay.
I'm a Katy Perry song right now. I'm about to kiss a girl and like it. It's two different songs, isn't it? Yeah.
It's okay. He's sick. Got him some slack.
Don't wake him. No, I'm just, tell me why you have such a visceral reaction.
I think they're ugly. I think they cannot be more. They cannot be comfortable. It's cardboard with.
It's not cardboard.
Hey, dude,
what size shoe are you?
10 and a half.
These are an 11. I want you to put them on.
No. I'll quit. I'll quit before I do that.
All right. So
no, I actually saw. I came in. I was here a little earlier, and I looked down at our bosses, and there was a meeting going on, and I saw our promotions guy there, and then I saw these jeans and some Hey Dudes, and I was like, I wonder who that is. I wonder who's in the meeting, only to find out that it was
wow.
you.
Okay. So now the texts need to be threefold. One, thanking me for the years of radio service I have done. 51059.
Sure. Yeah.
Two.
You can thank us, too, if you want. Nope.
Two, telling Tiak what a J-hole he is, and Aaron, because you called me a traitor.
Because you are.
Yeah. Why? You should not have Hey Dudes. At all. You're
three,
a Nike guy.
Sending me what you're, just a description of what you're sending from Amazon to thank me. I want to know what's going to happen if I start wearing these every day. Because the fact that it's caused this visceral reaction.
I'm such a hypocrite. I just switched to Vans. So who am I to judge?
What? I'm
sorry.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.